We're going to get into what happened at Carlisle High School in Iowa in just a second. I wanted to start off by addressing my Saints. And if you came for the video of the incident at Carlisle High School, just skip ahead a few minutes. One of my friends texted me last night. I think he had been hitting the booze while watching the game. Hell, I was too. This team is just painful to watch. It's hard not to drown your frustrations in a nice bottle of Jim Beam. He texted me late in the second half last night, and he asked me, "How did we get here?" It was an excellent question, and there's a simple answer. And it's an answer that not many people are talking about right now. It is easy to sit here this morning and blame Taysom Hill for that loss. It's not his fault. I actually gained more respect for Taysom Hill last night. To hell with the four interceptions. Before he hurt his finger, the Saints' offense looked as good as it had in 4 or 5 weeks. Once Taysom Hill hurt his finger early in the second quarter, it was over. It was a wrap. I give him credit for playing through it, because if Sean Payton had to go back to Trevor Siemian in the second quarter, we lose that game by 30 points. It's easy to sit here and say that Sean Payton is being exposed. Clearly, the genius of Sean Payton was due to Drew Brees. Sean Payton is not being exposed. He's still one of the best coaches in the NFL. But coaching can only take you so far. In order to win in the NFL, or in any sport for that matter, you have got to have talent on the field. Right now, the Saints do not have an NFL caliber offense. I don't give a shit how creative Sean Payton gets with the play calling. If you don't have talent on the field, play calling is irrelevant. It's easy to sit here and blame the injuries. And look, the injuries have definitely played a part. Half the damn starting lineup offensively is standing on the sidelines. Our top receiver, his face has been on the side of a milk carton for the last 2 years. As far as I'm concerned, both Zion Williamson and Michael Thomas can get on the first train out of New Orleans. To hell with both of them. Michael Thomas is a prime example of why NFL teams should not pay wide receivers top dollar. A wide receiver is useless without a good quarterback. Michael Thomas, he should change his Twitter handle from "Can't Guard Mike" to "Can't Find Mike." No one has seen this dude. And speaking of his bloated contract, that speaks to the real problem in New Orleans right now. 4 years of salary cap mismanagement is finally catching up with the Saints. I see a lot of people blaming poor drafting. That's not the problem. The Saints had one of the best draft classes in the history of the NFL back in 2017. They got some good contributors in 2018 and 19. The past 2 years, the draft hasn't been great, but the draft is not the problem here. From 2017 to 2020, Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton went all in. They pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. They knew Drew Brees' career was ending, and he desperately wanted another Super Bowl added to his legacy. They knew they had an elite defense for the first time in the Sean Payton era. At the time, the defense was also cheap. From 2017 to 2020, Mickey Loomis had to find creative ways to keep the roster together. The Saints were hard against the cap. They had to pay the players to keep them in New Orleans. So what did Mickey Loomis do? He pushed that money into future years. That was fine the last 4 years when New Orleans was winning, making deep playoff runs, contending for Super Bowls. However, eventually, the bank comes calling for that loan, and the loan is due. Going into this season, the Saints had $46 million being paid to players who aren't on the damn roster. That is not sustainable. I couldn't find another team in the league that came close to that dead cap number. 25% of their salary cap is going to players who aren't contributing. They're not on the field. Basically, the Saints are bankrupt. They're bankrupt. Drew Brees is being paid over $11 million to sit and be on NBC, not New Orleans. Emmanuel Sanders, $4 million. Janoris Jenkins, Thomas Morstead, Sheldon Rankins, Jared Cook. I could keep going. The list is a mile long. They were $81 million over the cap going into the offseason, and they're projected to be over $60 million going into this offseason. Drew Brees owed another $11 million next year. though the dead cap money for the Saints drops from $46 million to just over $12. So while injuries have definitely killed the season, pushing salaries into future years had the Saints cash-strapped, which is why they couldn't go out and sign an Odell Beckham or bring back Teddy Bridgewater when Jameis Winston got hurt. They don't have the money. And if you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, I would not get too excited. Your team may be sitting at 8-4, but Dallas has the same problems they've had the last few years. A roster that is loaded with elite talent, with issues at two key positions. Coach and quarterback. The Cowboys are a poorly coached team. And Dak Prescott is an illusion. Sure, he shows you flashes of brilliance. He looks great sometimes. Statistically, the Cowboys are the number one offense in the NFL. But stats are deceiving. Like I said, the Cowboys are an illusion. There is no consistency with them offensively. Late in the fourth quarter last night, with a 10-point lead on the road, they're passing the ball. I've never been a believer in Dak Prescott. When everyone is healthy, when everything is going according to plan, Dak Prescott's a star. But as soon as the adversity and the pressure rise, Dak disappears. The Cowboys are fool's gold. They'll make the playoffs, but Dallas is not a Super Bowl contender. Okay, let's go ahead and get into what happened at Carlisle High School in Iowa. I think it was Tuesday night. Carlisle had a basketball game against Nevada High. I don't know who won or lost. Really doesn't matter at this point. After the game, the players, they take to the sidelines for the customary post-game handshake. Now, before I play the video, let me give you a bit of the backstory. Carter Prentisil is a 17-year-old senior at Carlisle High. Throughout the game, he was involved in some shit-talking with Ty Dittmer, who attends Nevada High. Nothing out of the ordinary. Men talk shit at each other at sporting events all the time. Hell, men talk shit to each other anywhere. Doesn't matter. The bar, the golf course, a wedding. Doesn't matter where we are. Men are talking shit. According to a couple of students and a couple of players, Ty Dittmer said something during the game that Carter Prentisil didn't like. Now, most people in that situation would either let it go or say something back that cut equally as deep or handle it right then and there. Carter Prentisil, he handled it a bit differently. Watch for yourself. Cowardly. What a coward. If Carter Prentisil had fought Ty Dittmer during the game right after he insulted him, it would be one thing. It would have been bad, but at least Ty Dittmer would have expected it. But to sucker punch him in line while everyone is shaking hands and he doesn't know what's coming, that is completely different. That was a bitch move. Typically, law enforcement does not get involved with sporting events. For example, if two NBA players get into a fight on the court, the league handles it. Cops leave it alone. If two NBA players get into a fight on the street, they're going to jail. Sports are typically allowed to govern themselves when it comes to situations like this. A couple of months ago, we talked about the girl in Garden Grove, California, who clotheslined the little Asian girl. I don't think she was arrested. I could be wrong. She might have been after the fact. I know she was kicked out of the game, but I don't think she was ever officially charged with a crime. Carter Prentisil, he didn't get so lucky. He is now facing a felony charge of willful injury. Should be assault and battery. Ty Dittmer suffered a concussion and was unconscious for several minutes following the altercation. I would imagine Carter Prentisil's high school basketball career is over, and he should be expelled from school. I would also think a lawsuit will follow. This is an example of how 10 seconds can change your life. When you're 17 years old, you don't think about that. You don't think before you act. Now, at 37 years old, there is nothing you could say to me that is going to get me to physically assault you. Why? Because I have too much to lose. It's the reason that I don't go out late in bars anymore. Too much can go wrong. But at 17 years old, you don't think that way. This altercation could potentially follow Carter Prentisil for the rest of his life. It's all over the internet. When he goes to apply for college, this video will surface. If he was going for a scholarship, forget about it. When he goes to apply for a job, this video will surface. Now, does he deserve to spend time in jail? I don't think so. He's a damn kid. Jail is temporary anyway. This kid's going to have to deal with this for the rest of his life, and that's punishment enough. I'm sure he'll be put on some kind of probation, had to pay restitution for medical bills, but this video is going to follow him and impact the rest of his life. All right, it's time for me to head out to lunch. Let me know what you guys think about the shitty situation for my Saints and the ramifications for Carter Prentice-Hill, how an emotional reaction in the moment will affect him going forward. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.